This is Audible.
Realm Slayer, Blood of the Old World by David Gaimer. Part 1, Armor of Winter. Performed by Brian Blessed, Penelope Rawlins, Richard Reed, Grace Andrews, and John Banks.
I'm old, friend. Older than I look. Maybe not so much older. I have two lives worth of scars on this face, after all. Peel this patch from my eye. And I'm not exactly an ancestor carved in marble, am I? And beneath that, all that. A dwarf shouldn't speak of such things. Is the ale talking now? Or maybe it's this world. Worlds. I know that they are old. Almost as old as me. But they're so damn new. So bloody fresh. I feel tired just being here. If I were to tell you where I came from, of what was here before all this, you'd think me mad. And then, if you're in here with me, maybe you'd even believe it. Most likely, you'll forget it all come sunrise, and chalk it down to some wicked tree spite lurking in your ale. So, I may as well tell you. May as well as not. When first I fought my way through to the realm of fire, I didn't believe it was real. I thought it another trick of the kind the gods would pull on me from time to time. And perhaps it was. Can you think of any joke darker than the truth? Learning that I've been fighting all these eons for a dead god's lie and a world that was no more? The world that was. You lot call it. Let me out of here, or on my father's beard you'll regret it come morning. This dwarf needs more ale. The fire dwarfs I stumbled onto thought me a god, if you can believe that. Dwarfs. Acting like a bunch of skirt-wearing Lustrian savages at the sight of a metal blade. It reminded me of the time my Remember and I found ourselves shipwrecked on the Dragon Isles, and the local Amazons decided the manling to be the reincarnation of some prophet or other. Ah, those were better times, when even your jungle-dwelling idol worshipper knew well enough to string their god up by the ankles and roast them alive before they could cause mischief. If the fire dwarfs of the Unbeck had known their god half as well as they claimed to, an eighth as well as I, then I'd have been hanging by the beard over the lava fields of their dwarf hold before you could say, Nol Damas! But no, fools, bloody fools, every last one of them. Ale! That's when I first heard of Sigmar, the Realmgate Wars, the Stormcast Eternals. I know. What rock has this dwarf been living under for the past 300 years? Well, let me tell you that there's a tale you've no wish to hear. Ask, and I will tell you of my adventures in Mordheim and Karagdum. My failed quest to find my doom in the forests of Albia. Or the dark beneath the lost glories of Karak Eight Peaks. It'll take more ale than the breweries of 8 worlds can provide to summon those adventures from my lips. 300 years? Ah! If only that was all it had been for me. I lend my axe to the battles of those damnable dwarfs and to the manling folk of the Fire Road. I journeyed the realms of fire and of death. I fought a god beast and saw things that would curdle a bugman's champion in your belly. Most of it I killed, and little enough of it was to my liking. Until, at long bloody last, I found my way here. Hammerhall. The other side of the city, of course. The hot side. None of this growing nonsense. Where I come from, green is the colour of bad pennies and old bread. If you saw it springing up then, you'd cut it down and you burnt it. For mark these slayers' words, there's naught comes out of the forest but beastmen and elves. Did I tell you of the corrupted tree man I killed in the charwoods of Akshi? I did I?
Look at this one.
Even you and Ulrich could puke like that.
And they say the night shift is rough. It's the morning, boys, aren't we?
Where were these wretched humans with their long dresses and their leafy armor and their spindly bloody spears when I was turning the ground red on the other side of their storm-riff gate? Eh? I fought in the war there, you know, such as it was, though not out of any affection I hold for Sigmar's Twin-Tail City, believe me. I did it out of habit, I think, to pass the days. What does a slayer out of time and without oaths to bind him do with his time? Besides drink, fight, brood. It was his storm-cast eternals I sought, but what I found, they were not the heroes I expected. They are strong, eh? I'll give you that, and effective. Some of them even fly or cast lightning from their fingers, though had I been armed and sober as I am now, then I could have taken that Kaiukane hammer friend. But they're missing something here, in their hearts, in their souls. What we dwarves used to call Gromak. They're no more men than the rune golems of the Golden Age were dwarfs. I was told once by an old dwarf long now dead that Sigmar's hammer had some awareness of its own, and I wonder if his eternals are any different. A hero of men the manling was, and doubtless remains. But after so long, I see now there will be nothing left of him but a face behind a metal mask, not even a name. Is there a darker fate than that? To live, never to die, without even a past and a name? Is there a darker fate? What is a slayer without his oaths? What am I without a doom to seek? I have my axes yet to unearth, it's true. They are out there somewhere, and the thought of Grimnir's blades being handled by elves or men makes my stomach turn. Or maybe that's just the ale. But where to start? These realms are huge, each one bigger than my own world. I know of others who survived my world's death. Teclis, Nagash, the Grey Seer. No one I'd offer a piss-soaked rag to if they were choking on poison wind, that's for sure. And no one I'd expect to help me out of the goodness of their hearts. The elfling pesters me to go with her to Azaheim to give this rune in my chest to her order. I'll not deny The thought of holding Sigmar to task for what he's wrought on these realms holds some appeal. I'm curious to know more of what happened in those last days, how he survived, or returned, or whatever it was that occurred after I passed from the world. If there's one being in all the mortal realms who can speak to me of Felix or of my axes, then it's him. But no! This rune was painful enough going in. I don't feel like giving it over to some lightning priest to drag back out again. And why would Sigmar aid me anyway? What have I to offer that the great king of the gods could want in exchange for the time of day?
A rare and precious thing in Sigmar on that. The time of day. In the roof of the realm celestial, there's a sun for every moment of the year. And no clockmaker in the mortal realms is more sought after, the one who mastered his trade in Azaheim.
Who in the Nine Deeps of Caragvan are you? What happened to the big green one?
Oh, Marbuk, the old bone splitter boss. He sobered up hours ago. Incredible constitution, these Uruks. You've been talking to me ever since.
Oh?
Disappointed. Listening to your stories, I didn't peg you for an admirer of the green skin races.
I'm not, but I like them better than I like your lot. They don't remind me of all that used to be. They, I can take as I find, and not have to think of all they once were. What's your name then, dwarf?
Dwarf. Duardin, you mean?
If I meant it, I would have said it.
Witrum is my name.
Witrum. Weirtrum. Whitebeard, as it was in old Cazalid. Not the bastard version you dwarves today speak. Not the name you were born with, I'd wager.
I've answered to several down the years. These days it fits as well as any other.
And what is a ragamuffin old dwarf who can tell me the time of day in Azir doing in a dungeon in... Where exactly is this city again?
The Hammertrack Woods, on the southern borders of Verdia. And I never have been able to stay in one place. Well, that's us to Arden, eh? Tougher than the rock we sprang from, and as apt to change.
So I remember, as always, saying, but try stepping outside the halls of time for a few thousand years.
Changes one's perspective, I'd imagine.
You'd imagine, right. There's something familiar about you, Witrum. Have we met somewhere before?
Oh, I doubt it, friend. I've not passed through this realm in many a year.
So what brings you here now?
I'm a wanderer. I wander.
Dungeons look much the same wherever you go.
Tell me more of these missing axes of yours.
What do you care?
A tale of eternal champions and the weapons of the gods. It's as if all my Grungnir's day's feast have come at once.
Are you mocking me, Longbeard?
No. Who'd not want to be part of such an adventure?
Sod off. I've had enough of talking.
You! Fire Slayer!
There is no Fire Slayer here.
Is your name Gotrek Gunnarsson?
If you're here to kill me or water me, then I. Otherwise, get lost!
Beware what you wish for, Gotrek. Someone might just oblige.
He's all yours, my lady. But if I were you, I'd let him wallow for the night.
Look at yourself. We could both have been dining at the Grand Theogonist's table this past week, but instead, you're being pulled out of a gutter by the Free Guild.
I happen to like the gutters, Elfling.
You are fortunate it was the Free Guild that found you first. If it had been me, you would have awoken briefly and, oh, so deliciously painfully, with a knife in your stubborn heart.
The Darkling Elves are infamous practitioners of the sadist arts. This one's favored instrument of torture is that acid tongue she wags at me now. You see why I drink alone.
Up on your feet, Gotrek. Stop talking to your friend and get up. I've made arrangements with an Admiral Haradsen of the Golden Skies to bear us to the Azir Gate in Thyria.
Caradron! Fire slayers with a Magmor sanity, but without the honor. Dealing with one of them is like dealing with the chief miser of Barad-Var.
I have had enough, Gotrek. Loath as I am to prevent you pickling yourself to death here in Hammerhal Gyra, waiting for you to step off a bridge or offend the wrong auric in a tavern is becoming interminable. Unless you have a better idea for disposing of yourself before morning, then you will be boarding Haradsen's airship with me.
Are you going to make me, Elfling?
I am perfectly calm, mistress. You, of all people, should know how this would be by now if I were angry.
Might I offer a suggestion?
No!
Fair enough. I just thought you might be interested in finding your lost axes. That's all.
How?
He's a charlatan and a drunk, Gotrek.
What do you know of the Silverness?
I know they burn well.
Well, on top of that, their noble spirits are very old. The most ancient of all hold ancestral knowledge, going back to the last days of the world that was. Some say before. Perhaps the Tree Lords of the Glades will have an answer for you.
You expect me to bend the knee to some moss-encrusted old tree?
It would almost be worth following you into the forests of Gyram just to see that. And then after you've offended the Tree Lord, I'll take the Blackhammer Rune from your moss-encrusted corpse.
Careful, Elf. I'm not yet so drunk that I can't stand up and put you on your backside.
Of course, the Nevergreen Peaks can be very dangerous.
Dangerous, you say?
Nevergreen Peaks, you say?
Just a suggestion.
Winter in Gyron. What sorcery chills the mountains that old drunk has pointed us towards? What next, Witchblade? Snow in Akshi? A noonday sun in Olgo? Do you curse me from the harem of the Bloody Handed that I should see such sights as you described to me from the Age of Chaos? Or could I simply be that unlucky?
You should always try keeping your mouth shut, Elfling. It'll keep the warmth in. And who knows, that grisly keepsake about your throat might even answer if you give it half a chance.
We could have been in an airship now.
You think you'd be any warmer up in the clouds?
Perhaps not, but my suffering would have been briefer.
That's always been the problem with you elves. Naught but pasty white skin on your bones.
One day soon, Gotrek, son of Gurney, I am going to cut out your heart and... Krotek Malaya!
What was that, Elfling? I failed to catch that last bit on account of your Gurney screaming.
Explain to me again this wonderful plan you had while sitting in a cell drunk.
If a dwarf wishes to have words with a sacred tree, then I say that's his own business. I'm certain the old Longbeard said it was around here somewhere. Being an elf as you are, I would have thought you'd approve, and no one asked you to come along.
I go where the Master Rune goes.
Look at you, Elfling. You're turning blue.
It was summer when we left Hammerhal Gyra. Mountains, yes, but this is still Gyran. I did not dress for snow and ice.
I thought bitterness ran in your people's blood, the land of chill in your bones.
I was born in Executioner's Row, in Azirheim, under the same stars as a million others. I never even saw another realm, much less this land of chill, until the Lady Witchblade sent me to Jamun to end my first life for the God of Murder.
Oh. Well, I like it. It's like the high slopes of the Everpeak, near to the source of the Skull River, where I was a beardling. Except for all the bloody trees, of course. Cut them down, I say. Quarry some stone from yonder hill for a hall. Raise some goats. Aye, you could almost picture a hill dwarf clan here. Poor old dirt grubbers and shearers, aye, but respectable.
This winter is unnatural, Gotrek.
You elves, you'll watch two hogs pissing on the same scrap of grass and see it as an omen. It was the lava channels through the storm rift from Achi that made your city warm. It fooled you into thinking the year younger than it is.
Does a walking relic of the Malice think he can give an assassin of the Order of Azir a lecture on the lore of the realms?
Girl, I was an engineer once. Maybe I'll have to be again.
The changing of the seasons is not a casual occurrence in Gairan. It is a change in the mood of the Radiant Queen that will garland her entire realm in spring flowers or lock its kingdoms in ice for a generation. It is something you notice wherever you are.
It was 6,000 years before my birth that Erat Ostenson left Snorri Whitebeard's Golden Hall to circle the globe on a dragon ship of Ulfruan. Over 20 years, he visited Tul Akari in the north, Arnheim and Dorne and the Tower of the Sun, and Tul Ilithis in the far south to measure the size and tilt of the world, its distance from the sun and its moons. Is there no place for ingenuity or daring in these realms, Elfling? Is the movement of great spheres through heaven not elegant enough for you? It was my father's tales of Ostenson's adventures made me want to be an engineer. Must all here rise and fall by the whims of the gods?
The last time winter came to Gairan was during the Realmgate Wars, when chaos waxed fullest and Alariel had retreated to the Athelweald.
Alariel? The name is familiar, though I know not from where. The queen of elf kind who cheated death in exchange for godhood, I suppose. Who am I to talk?
It was summer in Hammerhal Gaira, Gotrek. I would swear it on the Sword of Cain. Something is very wrong here.
With any luck, it's a Realmgate Wars come again. If not, then stop whining about it.
Do you hear that, Gotrek?
Naught but the wind.
It is the life song of the forest. It has changed. The guardians of the wood take note of us at last. It took them long enough. As I understood it, the Sylvaneth heed all that pass through their woodland domains. I would have thought your passage, or rather the passage of that rune in your chest, would have drawn them howling from their glades long before now.
Why did you not say something, Elfling?
It must have slipped my mind.
Are you deliberately putting some distance between us, Elfling?
I would not dream of it.
Dryads! I was hoping for a fight!
Tenon, why are you coming for me? I am an elf! An agent of Sigma and trained in the murderer's arts by a hag of the bloody hand of God! I am not the hunted! The ice! It has made her bark as hard as armor!
Awake, my sisters! Awake! The winter songs cool your sap and freeze your heartwood. The horn of Clannoth. A wild hunt is called.
A wild hunt? Just my luck.
What's that, Elfling?
It would seem that your presence here has riled the old spirits of the wood more than I thought. If a wild hunt has been called, then every Sylvaneth, great and small, will be coming for you soon.
God! feet, Tyre, and you will save us the walking!
Die, frozen daughters of the Radiant Queen!
Killing dryads is axe work! See how they simper and weep at the sight of a little honest flame!
Careful, Gotrek! The Sylvaneth are connected through their song. What one feels, all feel.
Dad! Is this the best that this great wood has to offer me? A fierce enough wind may ruffle this dwarf's beard, but the cold concerns him not. He has wintered in the troll country of northern Kislev and traveled Blackblood Pass to the frozen wastes beyond. He has slain Yeti in the mountains of Norska and felt the chill of the grave itself. So blow your worst. You'll not freeze this dwarf's bones, nor turn his beard any whiter. Not unless you've claws to back up your moaning. Ice will shatter, and frozen wood yet burn, and even a Kislevite wind will falter before scarring this dwarf's face.
Who brings fire into the hearth glades of Kuethnaher? What hunted thing is so foolish as to cross the trail of Kernoth's huntress?
You never told me that dryads came so big these days, elfling. This one's mine.
By all means, Gotrek, don't mind me.
A good of you, girl.
Thick-headed dwarden.
I am Duranthael, hunt mistress of the free spirits, and I offer your carcass to the Soul Father. May it please him and rouse the living queen to lift her winter from the Kuathnair.
Her heart wound is warm.
It harkens of spring.
But the Ever Queen sings of winter and war.
Kill her, sisters. Let ground frost chill her sire.
By the bloody cauldrons of Maethkor. Even if this Druanthael creature can kill Gotrek, this is not going to end well. I can outpace these dryads, but a Kernoth huntress, an avatar of the Wild Hunt? No! Oh! I cannot leave the master room to a creature such as her and expect to ever see it again! Use the rune, Gotrek!
I need no advice from you, elfling, and I need no aid from him either. You have as much of this dwarf's flesh as I will allow you!
What a natural thing are you, union of flesh and fire!
Kill her, Gotrek! Use the rune! As you did against the Chaos Warriors on the walls of Hammerhell Aksha!
The hunt does not end. Not until its quarry is boned and gutted and displayed on Kernoth's table. Leave this wood, Dwarden, or be crushed beneath the hounds and hooves of the Wild Hunt. I care not who you are. The Ever Queen sings the song of winter, and your fire will be permitted no nearer the hearth glades of the Kuethnaer.
Oi! Where are you going? Don't make me charge into that forest after you! Oh, don't say anything, elfling.
I'm not going in there. You think me mad.
Do you want that answered?
And my feet are sore.
I was actually just going to ask if you knew what she was talking about.
She was telling you that you probably best get a move on.
Witrom!
What are you... Oh, whoa! Whoa, Elgir, not the beard.
I was actually going for your throat. Nicking your beard will simply be to add insult.
Now there's no need for
Give me one good reason why I should not push a little and feed your life's blood to Cain. You know what? Forget I asked. You were the one who sent us on this Sigmar-forsaken path. Did you somehow arrange for the Sylvaneths to waylay us? Or did you simply know that they would, knowing what Gotrek carries? What are you? A fire slayer in common garb, come to claim the master rune for your own? Or another servant of the Grey Lord sent to deceive us?
Now hang on a minute.
You think every snotling and his half-cousin is after this rune, Elfling?
I warned you about this, Dwarden Gotrek. I had hoped that your experience with the Barrowwalker had taught you to let me decide whom you can and cannot trust.
And I told you to never utter that name in my presence again.
I can explain.
Have you been following us?
Following you? There's a cheek. I didn't have to follow you. I knew where you were going, didn't I?
There you go, Elfling. Now can you get off him? We've a tree to find, and this is no way to treat an elder.
That still does not explain the Sylvaneth.
Wait!
Oh, I don't mind waiting. It helps to inflame the moment with anticipation. But eventually, I am going to have to cut.
Elfling?
I've no interest in the rune, I swear! And as Grunni has dirt under his fingernails, I'm no fire slayer. Look at me. Do you see any gold on me? Most the pity. And as for colluding with the Sylvaneth to snatch it, well, I wouldn't even know how to start. They didn't exactly seem congenial, did they? Do you think I could just wander out here with an axe over my shoulder and hire myself a Cornath Huntress?
He's got you there, Elfling.
Shut up, Gotrek!
And when would I have found the time anyway? I only just met you last night.
That we know of.
Girl, I'm just an old Dwarden. Do you think I could have escaped the eyes of a temple killer if I'd been spying on you for longer than that?
Do not try to flatter me.
You're always so suspicious, Elfling. That's your problem.
I'm not the one who chose to wallow in a fire slayer dungeon rather than believe the world was real.
Why should I have believed it real? It was ridiculous.
All right. I was following you, I admit it.
Why?
When I told you about ancient Hrufgael and the sacred grove of Kwefnaher, I thought we were going to go together. I was actually a bit put out when the Free Guild let me out of that cell and I found you'd gone without me.
Why?
For the adventure, lass. One last hurrah in the saga of Witrum. And maybe a snifter of gold to go with it.
Gold?
Do not let him distract you, Gotrek. I know that trick.
There's always gold, isn't there? Somewhere along the way. Quests like this. With you after your axes and her after... whatever it is she's after. It would be a shame if it were to go begging.
You swear it on your father's beard?
I swear.
Let him up, Elfling.
You cannot be...
He swore it on his father's own beard, Elfling. Let that be the end of the matter.
I've no interest in taking that rune from him, Helgi. I'll swear on that.
If you so much as look at the Master Rune again, I will cut out your eye. And that'll be your last warning before I take your heart. Are we clear?
As Solemnite.
Are you lighting a pipe?
It's cold.
There are still Sylvaneth in these woods.
Don't worry, lass. I'm here to help.
How?
I know Hrufgael from way back when.
What?
Aye. Didn't I tell you?
No!
I helped him out once, back when all this was swamp. The domain of some plague champion stretching from Greywater Fastness to the freshwater seas of Kuokmia. Algora, I think his name was. Elgin, Algon. A big deal back in the day. It was a little thing, really. But the Elder Tree Lords aren't so unlike us to Duardin now. They remember their debt.
It is good to see that someone does.
I still do not trust you.
Oh, well. Goes with the Darkling blood, I'm afraid. A rough Gael had an outpost of sorts in the woods around here. Whew, but you're way off. It must be the snow.
And the Sylvaneth themselves, perhaps. I've heard tales of Sylvaneth singing new paths into a forest to lure intruders to their deaths.
After the Wars of Life, the forest folk of the Nevergreens had an accord with the Hamahalians. I don't know what madness has befallen them, but Harafgael's a reasonable sort. We'll get a hearing with him, at least. Or we will, if I'm there to speak for us anyway.
Oh, convenient.
How far to this outpost?
Oh, I'd say it's about, over there.
Could you be less precise?
I told you, Elgi, this is all swamp when I was here last.
Let's get a move on, then.
Oh, oh, by the High Star of Azir, I think it is even colder this far into the Nevergreen Peaks than it was on the trail.
This winter is the work of the Everqueen. I fear that as we near the Quefnahir Halfglades, we're inadvertently approaching the heart of it.
Why would she lock one of her own kingdoms in winter?
Who knows why the gods do anything? Are you going to ask them, lass? I'm not.
Which is probably why they imagine they can get away with it.
They're closing us off. I doubt it'll be long now.
Can we evade them? The huntress, Druanthiel, offered Gotrek the chance to leave the forest. We could follow the slope downhill, or perhaps trick her into thinking we are escaping to Hammerhal Gyra.
I should have set fire to my own beard than have some tree harpy entertain any such thought.
Who cares what she thinks?
It's too late for that now anyway. You can hear them, lass, can't you? Closing in from all sides, herding us onto the path they want us.
Yes.
The hunt's been called now, and you heard her. It doesn't stop until we're all dead.
Glad you came along.
Better to die in the woods in half-decent company than fall in some Hamahalian gutter. Any chance you could pick up the pace a little?
I do not think I will be able to keep to this pace for much longer.
No stamina, you elves. I bet you couldn't even run up a small hill without stopping for breath.
Oh!
I'd not be so quick to discount the elves' qualities, Gotrek. They may surprise you with their worth.
You spent time with them, have you?
I once counted a prince of the Darkling Elves amongst my dearest friends. Oh, a long time ago now.
Not so long ago. In my day, no dwarf worth his beard would countenance such a thing.
No, I suppose not.
Oh, how much farther to the Hearthglades?
I'm not certain.
Whitrum!
Too far, lass.
Too late!
Not now, Gotrek. Not here. You can't kill an entire wood.
Watch me!
We'll find sanctuary in the high grove of Harufgael. We've got to run just a little farther.
We're gonna run, then let's run! Before I change my mind!
What are you doing, you fatto? Put me down!
Hush, girl! A little indignity is fair exchange for your life, don't you think?
I most certainly do not! Oh, they're gaining on us!
Of course they're gaining on us! You don't outrun the forest folk in their own sacred woods!
Then why are we running?
They can gain all they like, lass, provided they don't catch us!
You could always try spitting out that blasted pipe! Do you think it is just Gotrek they're hunting?
Thinking of leaving him?
Surprised?
Only that you've not suggested it already.
I would serve you both to Kurnoth myself if the artifact my masters demanded was not embedded in the Slayer's flesh.
Incentives, eh?
Oh, shut up and run!
Beware the trees!
Gotrek! The tree is moving!
Is that the best you can do?
Hold him, Silver Birch. Hold him for me.
Get your branches off me, you bloody tree! And you, Tree Lord, 10 times my size though you are, you dare not fight me like a dwarf!
This glade falls under the protection of the Radiant Queen. In my slumber, the Huntmistress calls to me. You are not welcome here.
It's not just the forest folk. The greater spirits have been roused to the hunt. The forest itself stirs against us.
Is it Hrafgael?
No, lass. One of the younger tree lords would be my guess. And he's not alone.
All children of the woodland realm, heed the song of the Ever Queen. All but the maddest of spite revenants, answer the call of the Wild Hunt.
To the bloody ground!
Enough, Wintrum! We're surrounded! Let me down!
You've a plan?
Cut off the Huntress's head and make of it an offering to Cain.
I've heard worse.
Try to keep up! A fine axe for an old Duarden.
It was left to me by a very distant ancestor.
Oh, there are too many!
There is no victory for you here, daughter of Shadow. Your god was slain and broken, where mine lives and breathes and guides my hunt through her song. In the flowering of her anger, the might of the Wargrove has been marshaled, and no river of blood shall slow its march. You will be crushed. Your heartwood rent asunder, your sap spilled to nourish the Quethnaher's soil.
Cain is not dead, Huntress. He lives and will live again. Every life I take in his name nourishes his still-beating heart. Ignorance does not exempt you from the punishment for even suggesting such a thing. You should not bare your neck to the executioner's drake, Huntress!
What do you hope to achieve, dark child? The Fire Slayer could not best me. And you are not as strong as he!
Oh, her armor is too thick! My knives cannot pierce it! She is too big! Too strong!
Malenith! Behind you! The Slayer!
Get up!
Gludgars, Frondar, Doom, Grimnir, or Grimnir, or Amarth.
The Master Rune? God of Murder, it is burning! By all the gods of Mount Celestion, you would mock me for speaking to my mistress's charm, but your rune is speaking to you!
I said...
Gotrek, your voice! It is changing!
Come at me, Huntress, Revenant, Demon of the Frostling Wood! Far into the north, I walk to face my doom, into chaos itself and beyond! As Draigidom! The Fearless, they call me! Protector of the Dwarfs of old!
Heart of Cain, it is not just the rune that is burning now!
He thaws the wood. Silence his song, my sisters! Silence it quickly! No! It is already too late!
Sigmar, that smell! It is like my first years as an acolyte cleaning the cells of the Temple Drakemasters. Oh, the excrement! The blood! Oh, no, it is worse than that! Oh, no, Witchblade! Oh, no!
Do you smell that, Jarno? 'Tis the odor of bounteous Kyran in full and fecund bloom. 'Tis good to behold my true and loyal minstrel, surrounded by the flatulent reek of growing things once more.
I'll go three fingers. As my beard grows white, he lives.
'Twas the beer we are remembered. Jarlo, my faithful nurgling squire, pray stretch thy rancid fingers. Play the tune to set my spirits in valorous cheer.
Oh, yes, Sir Algor.
And to thee, Sir Dwarden, I bow. Algor Threefingers, Leper Knight of the Order of Despair, at your fitting service. This winter hath held my blight at bay, but this thaw hath set it free. It is the grandfather's work thou doest here, and I applaud you for it. Avast and avant, ye bearers of plague, ye one-eyed drudges of the Lord of Flies! The Ever Queen cast off her mantle of frigidity and welcomes thee to her bosom warmth. Where art thou, Anariel? The grandfather desireth thee still.
I see now why my mistress witnessed such winters during the Realm Gate Wars. It was the Everqueen's last defense against the incursions of Nurgle.
Your understanding comes too late.
Flee! Retreat to the Halfling!
Flee, if that is what the song in your heartward commands. But mine bids me strike. The Wild Hunt has been called. Its prey stands before me. For Kurnoth and the Everqueen, your head is mine, Rotbringer!
Who is this Kurnoth, this unruly Kurn? Most assuredly, he is a consort unbecoming of so fecund a queen. But fear not, my magnificent lady. Fear not. The grandfather shall gift unto her a cage of most tarnished silver, that she might sing sweet lamentations as he brews the filth to inundate this realm. Is it then to be single combat, a bout between worthies for the hand of thy radiant lady? Know thee that I suffer neither fear nor pain, and that, as Leper Knight of the Order of Despair, I am swordsman without compare in the mortal realm.
Gotrek!
No, lass, that's not Gotrek. Not entirely.
I accept!
Forgive me, my lady, but I see now thou art already indisposed with company. Another time, perhaps. Jarl,
with me.
Oh, maggots! He has transformed himself into maggots!
He's got the right idea, Elgi. We are going to want to be a long way from here very soon.
What about Gotrek?
It's Gotrek we're running away from! Move! Not so fast, Elgi! The forest is turning to quagmire as we speak, and we haven't all your lightness of step! Oh, you wouldn't think it possible. These rot demons smell fouler dead than they do living.
Dryads ahead of us! Well, Witchblade, if you cannot go around them, you will have to go through them. Oh, bloody hag! Why are they so intent on fighting us while demons stalk their wood?
The winter was all that protected their forest from Nurgle's rot.
Until Gotrek thawed it.
Now the blight runs rampant, and it drives the tree folk mad.
Cain! Oh, perhaps I cannot bleed you, but you fall like any clumsy fool I've ever known. Still too slow, Treekin. I almost wish you could be watching this, Witchblade. Fighting barehanded against the daughters of Elariel. You did always despair of my appetite for a challenge. But then you had so many appetites I found distasteful. Oh, and still they rise again. What will it take to put them down for good? Oh, well, the more the bloodier. Is that not what you always said, mistress? As on Death Night's Eve when I drowned you and your succubi in your own cauldron of blood. Oh, you take the Silver Death, Witchrom! Leave the plague bearers to me!
Like old times, Elgi!
What new delight does this talisman uncover here? To pale for the folk of the forest, and too soft, too scrawny and sweetly smelling for a twarding.
If your maker had given you more than one.
Quite the knife you've got there.
Forged from Celestium and kissed by the envenomed lips of the Hag of Azir. It will cut even demon flesh. I had been saving it for someone special.
Come on, Elgi! We've got to go!
But Gotrek
can look after himself by the sound of it!
It is not Gotrek whose well-being concerns me. If I leave without that rune, then I can forget counting on the Order of Azir to protect me from the Daughters of Cain!
A bloody Achoo!
He's becoming quieter, and the voice more his own. I think the worst may have passed.
We've no time, lass.
Let go of my hand before I cut off yours.
The Kuefnaher Hearthglade is this way. That's where Algo Threefingers and his demons will be headed. The last bastion of winter in this wood. I brought Gotrek here, don't you see? This is on my beard.
Then go. Go! But do not presume to think that I share your moral obligation.
Malaneth?
Hag of Azir, Gotrek!
I leave you alone for 2 minutes, and you're at each other's necks again.
What happened to you?
I don't want to talk about it.
My gods, Gotrek, you are freezing.
Nonsense. The day this dwarf so much as shivers while an elf prances about in a skimpy bit of leather is the day he cuts his beard and calls himself a goblin. Wicked sorcery, I'd expect. Ice magic.
Aye. Or more foul necromancy. Do I see demons of Nurgle fighting a bunch of dryads?
Yes.
I thought so. Which side are we on?
Neither, and we are getting out of here. If you're going to die, the least you can do is die alone in the woods. I'm not about to let this Algor Three Fingers or Dranthiel cut the master rune from your corpse. Not after everything you have put me through.
No, Elfling. We are here for my axes. I will learn what I need from the Longbeard's old tree if I have to wring the knowledge from its bloody branches.
This way.
Godric, you can barely stand.
Allow me, lass.
I'm not a child in need of dressing, Longbeard. Valair's roaring hearth. It's as though I was sitting by a fire, a mug of warm ale in my hand.
That is no ordinary cloak.
Another old gift. This one from a lady. So I'll be wanting it back.
This way, you said?
Aye.
Is it me, or is this mud getting thicker, even as I try to pull my boot out of it?
Your presence is still causing the forest to thaw.
Then should we really be taking him with us to the Hearthglade?
You're not taking me, Elfling. I'm going. And as always, you're traipsing along like a sick puppy.
The rot has its foothold, thanks to you and I. Algor marches on the Hearthglade, regardless of what we do now.
The forest is rotting around us. How can you still be certain this is the right way?
I told you, didn't I? This was all swampland the last time I was here. Well, it's starting to look awfully familiar. And it... I'm sinking!
What is it?
I'm stuck!
Oh, still, Longbeard. Fidgeting like that will only make you sink further. Have my hand!